With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. New information emerged today on the alleged attempt by three Fresno Unified fifth graders to poison their classroom teacher. FM 89's Joe Moore has this report.
Fresno Teachers Association President Greg Gaddams told the media today the poisoning incident took place at Balderas Elementary School shortly before winter break. He said the students placed rat poison in their teacher's coffee cup and in the frosting of a cupcake given to the teacher. The teacher was unaware of the attempt and never ate the cupcake.
Sometime later, the third child had a realization that this probably wasn't a good thing to do and knocked the cup of coffee out of the teacher's hand.
Gaddam said school administrators didn't learn about the incident until February 8th, when a parent told the school's principal that her child should be recognized for helping save the teacher's life.
The parent was proud that their student, in her words, saved the teacher and missed the point of your child was trying to poison the teacher.
Fresno Unified spokesperson Susan Bedee said the district took immediate action once it learned of the plot, and that typically discipline would include suspension and a recommendation for expulsion. Gaddam said two of the students have since been assigned to other schools in the district. The Fresno Police Department is investigating the incident, but charges have so far not been filed, in part because the evidence was destroyed. Gaddam says the district needs to do more to protect elementary school teachers.
You hear Superintendent Hansen and the school board laud all the things they've done, counselors and safety. It doesn't exist at the elementary schools.
He said after students are expelled, they typically return to schools the following year, and their new teachers could be left unaware of what happened.
I believe that, you know, they have to be held accountable for their actions. There should be some type of legal charges filed against them, because if there is not, as they move up in the school systems, there really will be no record of anything that happened.
For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.